About drinking. In this course, you have used the word
酒
when asking for wine. Literally, however, this word means alcohol, and it's used as a general way to refer to all alcoholic drinks, including beer and spirits. Therefore, to specify a certain type of alcoholic drink in Cantonese, you must either refer to it by name or add some sort of description.
我想喝一些酒
simply means, I want to have a drink. To specify wine, you must ask either for grape alcohol,
葡萄酒,
or for rice alcohol,
米酒.
The word you used for beer,
啤酒,
literally means barley alcohol. There are many idioms associated with the phrase
喝酒,
most having to do with the observance of some holiday or milestone in a person's life, such as a wedding, birthday, or the birth of a child. For example,
我今晚去喝,
literally means, I'm going to have a drink tonight. But it can imply, I am going to attend a reception or banquet or some other function tonight. While this phrase is usually used to describe a wedding banquet, it can also refer to other occasions. However, the question,
你几时请饮吗?
When will you invite people to drink? Always refers to a celebration given for a newly married couple. It's like asking, when are you going to hold your wedding reception? That is, getting married. Here are some other uses of the word
酒 酒家
tavern
酒楼
restaurant, or literally, alcohol building
酒店
hotel
酒铺
liquor store. Chinese names. As in many other Asian cultures, in China, the society or group is valued more highly than the individual. Your importance is measured by your value to the group, rather than by those qualities which distinguish you from others. This can be seen in the way a person is named in Cantonese. The most important element of the person's name is thought to be the family of which he or she is a member, and so the family name is spoken first. The given name, which sets the person apart even from the others with the same family name, is the final element. Take, for example, the name
陈新红. 陈
is the family name, and
新红
the given name. The given name, or first name, is represented by either one or two one-syllable characters. A child's given name is usually chosen very carefully to represent the parents' hopes for and expectations of the child. Cantonese children are not usually given the name of a relative. Westerners are usually referred to by a phonetic representation of their names, and a few Western names have been adopted by some Hong Kong parents. Among these are the names David,
大卫,
Mary,
玛丽,
and Charlie.
查理.
The actor Charlie Chaplin, popular in Hong Kong, is known as
查理卓别林.
Chinese people with a Western name will often have a traditional Chinese one also. There are actually over 1,000 Chinese family names in use, but only a few dozen are very common. Children usually take their father's last names. Occasionally, the mother's last name may also be used. Most last names are written using single characters. There are a few two-character last names in use. Among these,
西头
and
欧阳
are two of the most common. Given names are usually made up of one character on the mainland and two in Hong Kong. Dim sum and tea houses. Many Americans are familiar with the term
dim sum.
This literally means tease your heart, and in China it is used to refer to small pastries and other finger foods served with tea. In earlier days, dim sum was eaten as a breakfast or a light brunch in the morning. Now, however, it is served in tea houses until 2 or 3 o'clock in the afternoon. This custom is observed all over China, not only in areas where Cantonese is spoken. The term dim sum is the same in both Cantonese and Mandarin Chinese. However, in Mandarin, this refers only to appetizers, while the Cantonese sometimes make a light meal of dim sum. Chinese people will often have their
dim sum
in a tea house. This is a small establishment which combines the functions of a cafe and a restaurant. The tea house is often used as a neighborhood reference point, a place where receptions or banquets are held, or where one might conduct an informal meeting with business partners or friends.